piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the Food Guys. Well, a very interesting article that was in the LA Times in 2013, in which an alliance of big city school districts in Los Angeles, New York, Florida, Chicago, I believe, they were coming together to try to develop some standards for more nutritious food for schools. It's a really good idea.
And the idea that they all got together gives them so much more clout than if one of them wanted to do it individually.
We're employing the schools as a tool to reform our food system. This is a very important group. They buy a lot of food. This is a group
millions
which
and millions
manufacturers
of dollars.
And producers must listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a important development. However, when we were looking through this article about what were the programs, they weren't particularly bold, I didn't think.
What they were doing was recommending things like greens, salads,
yes,
whole grains, and fresh produce. New York schools offer a salad bar at every school.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago had swapped cupcakes for fruit. At school celebrations, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay. New York City School District serves 860,000 meals daily at 1,700 campuses.
Wow.
Now, each alliance member has been assigned to a specific project. So New York is working on lowering prices for organic free-range chicken. Chicago currently serves such meat but can only afford to do so once a month. Mm. One organic chicken leg costs 40 cents. While a non-organic leg-thigh combo is just 23 cents. I also was so puzzled by these districts trying to get recyclable trays and utensils.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, look, you've got your trays and you've got utensils. Keep them. Use them. And instead of trying to switch over to recyclable stuff, apply that money to the organic foods.
The fact that they're sort of harping on this particular issue suggests that it's normal throughout all of these systems that all this food is going to be served on plastic throwaway plates and utensils.
A lot of these places have already banned flavored milk.
Yeah.
They've dropped things like nachos and chicken nuggets for whole grain spaghetti. What's interesting is that some of the menus have flopped. Quinoa salad did not do well. Vegetable curry did not do well. Nor did brown rice cutlets.
Whatever
but what
is,
has done well are vegetarian burritos. Because you see, that's a burrito and people know what a burrito is. And so if you stuff it with vegetables, at least they know what they're eating. But a quinoa salad, they don't know. But you could mix in quinoa with another grain that they would know.
Yeah.
And therefore gradually introduce this very healthful quinoa so that finally the kids will come to accept it.
Oh, I was glad to see in Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel had launched that Healthy Chicago initiative. And one of the things they did is they absolutely banned sugary drinks from vending machines.
Mm-hmm.
And they now serve only water and 100% fruit juice in containers no larger than 8 ounces. That's
a
key point. Because after all, I think we drink too much fruit juice anyway.
We do. You know? We do because of the fructose content, which we already know is not good for us.
I'm glad to see all this. And it looks to me like it's very helpful that this kind of initiative is being taken by these school districts. I would just think that in many cases, they're milling around worrying about these utensils and stuff like that.
But they have done something really good to demonstrate their collective mission. The alliance members, they all plan to serve the same lunch at all six school districts.
Oh, really?
Yes. And the menu, savory roasted chicken, brown rice with seasoned black or red beans, steamed broccoli, which I would dress up with something else, maybe some sautéed breadcrumbs, and fresh seasonal fruit and milk.
Yeah.
This should be a tasty meal.
Oh, yeah, it's a really tasty meal. I don't think they should be worrying about organic chicken, for instance. How far can you go with this?
If their budget will allow it, I think that they should strive for that. and forget about the biodegradable utensils, at least for now.
Well, that, at least they're trying something.
And I think really, this is great.
I would like to see a follow-up article of this sort. We'll be looking for one to see how it's gone because, you know, some time has now passed. Now we've started a new school year. We'll see how this thing works out. Maybe by next year this time.
We'll have something new to report on this.
I sure hope so. And I hope that you'll come back for
The Food Guys. Da 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 da